We are indeed excited, and this preparation is underway for our boys to train for more than 1 year so that our boys will be able to play well in the tournament. We don't want to go just for the sake of playing. We also want to do well so that we can be considered to play in other tournaments in the future.
Can I take it, therefore, that you will be putting together a squad of locally based players?
Yes, that's the plan. There's a tournament to be held in Kiribati sometime in August, tournament of all the players throughout all the islands, and we're thinking of selecting our players from that tournament.
Now, clearly, you can bring them together, they can train together, but the difficult part might be finding warm-up matches in the build-up to the CONIFA World Cup. I mean, are you hoping to get other countries involved in this process? And, of course, you've never played a home international in Kiribati because you don't actually have a grass pitch. Is that something you can put right?
We don't have a grass pitch at the moment in the country, but hopefully we'll use the most we can get out of what is available to us. We continue to use our pitch made of our sand, you know. We'll continue to use that, and we'll try to invite a team to get a warm-up match before the tournament.
Now, you have been trying for some time to gain membership to the Oceania Football Confederation and ultimately into FIFA too, and your neighbours at Tuvalu have been trying to do likewise. Might they be suitable opposition?
That's right. Maybe one more option is to invite Tuvalu. Or likewise, there's also the possibility of maybe inviting Solomon Islands, because we've played tournament with the Solomon Islands squad in previous years, so maybe that's another option. Alternatively, invite Fiji or maybe travel to Fiji to play.
Would you see that the effort that you put into this opportunity to play into the CONIFA World Cup as being an important step to persuading OFC to upgrade you? You're an associate member at the moment, along with Tuvalu, but you want full membership, and I presume you would like the chance to compete in the World Cup one day.
Well, that ultimately is the target. We do hope that playing the CONIFA World Football Cup will get more recognition and maybe persuade OFC and FIFA to admit Kiribati as a full member.
Does it frustrate you or does it annoy you that, for example, Gibraltar, a small island with a population of 32,000 or thereabouts, a quarter of the population of Kiribati, have been accepted by FIFA?
Yes, it annoys us very much because we've been trying for more than 10 years now, trying to get a full membership in OFC and FIFA, but we have not yet been recognized. And yet, a country as small as Gibraltar and countries in the Pacific, which are much smaller than Kiribati, you know, like Cook Island, still they've been recognized by OFC and FIFA. So indeed, we are very frustrated, but there's nothing we can do. I know that maybe there is politics going on, you know, in OFC and FIFA. So what we are doing is just keep trying. Right now, we continuing to revise our application because that's what we've been advised by OFC to update our application or membership, and they will let you consider.
What are the prospects, therefore, for a grass pitch to be built in Kiribati or possibly an artificial pitch? That might do the job, because it seems to me until you have that, until you have a national stadium, even a small national stadium, then FIFA and OFC are going to knock you back, aren't they?
That's a challenge that we are still working on. We need a tremendous amount of money. And hopefully by becoming a member of OFC and FIFA, then we can have the resources to build a grass pitch in the country. Once we get membership, that will be the main target, is to build a turf so that players can get a proper training before, you know, participating in international tournaments. We trying to link getting the recognition and the building of the pitch.